Here's a thought I'll title The Balance Between Doing and Finishing. These last few months have been a particularly busy time for me photographically, primarily because of that trip I made out to the West Coast. I came back with about 3,500 images, and I'm pretty excited about them. So I've been doing lots of work processing images, organizing files, keywording, brainstorming ideas. In essence, just assimilating, getting to know the 3,500 captures I came back with, and figure out which ones I want to do something with, and doing some experimental processing, deciding which images have potential, and maybe the ones I'm going to set aside. I've been doing a lot. But the truth is, I haven't accomplished a single thing. That is to say, I haven't finished anything. I don't have a doggone thing to show for my 3 months on the road, for the 10,000 miles, for the 3,500 images. If you wanted me to show you what I did, I wouldn't have anything to share, because at this stage of the game, I haven't finished anything. Which exposes one of my failings as an artist, I think. I can so easily confuse activity for accomplishment. I feel like I've been very productive in these last few months. But I know I haven't been because I don't have anything to show for it. And if I don't have anything to show for it, what I've been doing is research and development, experimentation. But that's not the same thing as completing something, finishing something, showing something, or even having something to show. I have a friend who we've talked about this a lot because we've both noticed that we can spend an entire day working on our to-do lists, but not actually doing anything that's on the list. So at the end of the day, we feel like we've accomplished something, but all we've really done is put together a list of things we need to do. We haven't done any of them. I suppose it goes without saying that as artists in particular, if we don't finish anything, no artwork has been made. That doesn't mean we haven't made progress toward a completion. I feel good about that, about the progress that I've made. But until I complete something and have something to show and can say, this is a finished piece of work, all I'm really doing is preparing myself with all the necessary busy work that comes before art-making decisions. And what fascinates me about that is that it's sort of a milepost on the way, but only a useful indicator for ourselves as to the progress we're making. No one cares that we've completed our keywording or done preliminary processing on 1,000 images, or come up with 6 potential ideas that haven't gone anywhere yet. The only thing anybody out there cares about is what we've finished. And I keep wondering if that's what we ought to be focused on too. It's so easy to get involved in learning, in potential, in mastering that new technique in Photoshop or Lightroom, in catching up on all the YouTube videos with the software improvements. But all of that activity has to live in service to a completion somewhere along the lines, or we're not actually artists. And I'm not even sure we're actually photographers. I can look back on what I've accomplished once I've finished something and realize all the necessary steps along the way were unavoidable. So they're important. So they're a part of the process that simply cannot be denied and shouldn't be devalued. But it also shouldn't be confused with finishing the work, with wrapping it up, putting a period at the end of the sentence, and saying, this is what I've made. And then let go, let it stand on its own 2 legs as we move on to the next project. There is a balance between doing, preparation, thinking, brainstorming, etc., and finishing. And if either one of those becomes too dominant, I think our art career suffers. If we finish too quickly, we haven't given ourselves a chance to simmer and stew and think about what it is that we want to accomplish, so our work may lack maturity. But if we put too much emphasis on the preparation and all those activities that aren't finishing our artwork, we're out of balance in that direction too. Finding the balance between doing and finishing is an incredibly important part of our creative life.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.